Welcome to Hey Ghost Hey, the podcast about ghosts, ghost hunting, and other paranormal phenomena of the Pacific Northwest. I am your host, Charles Crooks, owner, tour guide, and psychic of Bellingham Ghost Tours. We are here because I like ghosts a lot. Now let's begin. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hey Ghost Hey. In today's episode, I am here to talk about another place in Bellingham that holds a very special place in my heart, and that is Bayview Cemetery. I really first came to know Bayview when I was in 8th grade, and I had come out to Bellingham, I think it was for spring break, by myself, and I was walking through the cemetery with a family member. And it was the very first time that I heard about Angel Eyes. And he told me that the statue was known for flying off its pedestal at night, chasing after people, was one of the stories. But then the second one was that he knew a bunch of teenagers from when he was younger living here in town would go there at night and paint the statue's eyes with glow-in-the-dark paint. So at first I had this really wild story about the statue, but then also something that explained away a lot of the encounters that people were having. But even though I knew part of that was honest and faked, I was still absolutely enamored with the statue, and I could not get enough of it. Any chance that I got, my grandparents lived in Whatcom Falls Park at the time, which is right next to Bayview Cemetery. On that trip, I would go and take walks to it, and I probably spent several rolls of film just taking pictures of random headstones, and especially of Angel Eyes, just hoping I would get something, whether it be an orb or a shadow or some random something. But I don't believe I ever caught anything on those photos. But for me, Bayview was definitely one of the very first ghost stories of Bellingham, and one that I guess really was my first kind of ghost hunting for that time. Didn't even think about it that way, but that's pretty cool actually. And so let's talk a little bit about the history of Bayview, and this is coming directly from the City of Bellingham's website. Amidst the oaks, maples, and colorful shrubbery of Bayview Cemetery, the early history of Whatcom County is reflected on monuments bearing the names of our area's founding families, names like Eldridge, Roeder, and Bloedel. The cemetery was founded in 1887 when the town of Whatcom purchased a 10-acre plot along the road to Lake Whatcom. The first burials took place in 1888. In 1889, an additional 12 acres were added. The remainder was purchased in 1924, giving Bayview a total of 234 acres. Only 50 acres are currently being used. A non-profit cemetery owned by the City of Bellingham, Bayview is dedicated to preserving the natural beauty and transcendent atmosphere of the Pacific Northwest for present and future generations. I also found it interesting that on the city's website, when you pull up Bayview Cemetery, you can pull up a map of all the trees and the shrubbery in the cemetery as well. I just think that's interesting because, for me at least, the trees do add its own kind of personality or their own kind of characters in a way of the cemetery that just adds to the absolute atmosphere of the whole space. And going there in fall time, especially with all the maples that change throughout October, we're probably through the peak colors now at this point, but just absolutely beautiful, and highly recommend walking through there any chance you get. All right. Before we get into some of the more ghostly things that I've encountered in the cemetery, I want to revisit Angel Eyes and another very famous monument that kind of has bigger stories than actual hauntings, and that is the Statue of Angel Eyes, and then what is also known as the Deathbed. But first, Angel Eyes, it's a monument of an angel on top of a pedestal, and it was created by William H. Bland for his wife Hattie, who died of tuberculosis in 1910. And so, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the main stories of the statue are that some say it has to be a full moon, some just say it has to be night, but the statue, if you turn your back to it, it will fly off and chase you. Some say it will do so with bleeding eyes, and other stories go that the statue will stay still and just bleeds from the eyes. Some say the eyes just glow, and you have all sorts of variations of those main versions and everything in between. And so, I have never encountered any sort of proof, any way, shape, or form, of the statue actually being attached to paranormal activity. And as much as I would love for it to be, as some of those stories, and or at least created stories, are pretty exciting, I think. And I would love the idea of the statue flying after people in the middle of the night, but I just don't believe that that is happening. And I have, again, never seen any sort of proof anywhere that that is paranormal any way, shape, or form, unfortunately. All right, and as far as the deathbed is concerned, that is a monument that is just around the corner from Angel Eyes that was built by Edmund L. Gaudet for himself and his two wives. Gaudet was the largest individual timber holder in Pacific County alongside his brother-in-law, and he died in 1916, his first wife in 1910, but then his second wife, Lauren, was buried in Seattle due to a legal battle, leaving part of the tomb empty. And so it is believed by people that if you lay on top of what is called the deathbed of this monument, that it will shave off years of your life, or that you might die within a certain amount of time. So very much the urban legend, similar to the video of The Ring, where you would die in 7 days. And I've known people that have actually laid on top of the monument and are still alive, well, and kicking, and that was years ago. But of course, I do not condone or endorse laying on top of this monument. Please keep in mind that even though part of it is empty, that there are still people indeed buried or interned in there. And we still want to respect those despite the stories that they may have. All right, now on to the things that I have encountered within the cemetery that are definitely a little more paranormal. Now, while I haven't had a ton of experiences within the cemetery, I will say what I have experienced has at least been consistent. So the first thing that I can think of is definitely walking around on past investigations, whether I was by myself or with someone. There were times when there would be a lot of leaves on the ground, and you would be walking through the leaves, and it sounded like someone was walking just several steps behind you. And then you would stop, they would stop, and when you would pick up again, so would it. And of course, you would almost kind of wonder, well, or almost think that it would just be the wind, and very easily try to explain that that's what it was. But it very much seemed to correlate to your footsteps and your pace of walking as well. And like I said, that one happened several times. And the second one that I could think of is really just kind of seeing shadow figures of various different sizes kind of moving throughout the graves. There was one encounter I remember from a time when my old ghost hunting partner Elena and I used to do the ghost hunt class, where we would kind of do a little class on how to conduct a ghost hunt and then take people out. We, in one of our very first times, we had to use Bayview as we didn't have a regular location to actually ghost hunt. But within that time, it was a dark and stormy night, the best times, of course, for looking for ghosts. Some do say that storm activity enhances paranormal activity, but we were just kind of sitting around, and one of the people saw this shadow figure that was very clearly kind of moving throughout the graves. And I can't remember. I want to say it was a little bit lower and almost had like an animal figure to it. So maybe it could have been the shadow figure of someone's pet or energy echo of some kind of someone's lost loved pet. Or sometimes people will even see full-on human-sized shadow figures. Or sometimes it even has no real kind of figure to it and will just kind of be a shadowy mass that seems to kind of bounce behind the headstones. So all of those I have seen myself, and the different variations of them. But a lot of times when you encounter them, you almost have to wonder if you are really seeing it, especially when it is dark. And there are times where you'll flash your light on it and it just completely disappears. So definitely interesting as far as possible activity that is seen on a regular basis. Now, as far as what I feel psychically in that whole side of things, I really feel a very great sense of peace throughout the cemetery. I almost think that you would kind of expect to feel all sorts of energies and spirits everywhere, but so many times when I have kind of psychically felt out just to see what I could feel, it to me it just feels very quiet. And I think that's one of the reasons why, personally, I love it so much, because I think when we do have those encounters, I think honestly they're more so our loved ones coming to visit us instead of it being just random spirits or spirits that are kind of stuck there. Personally, I can't imagine why any sort of spirit would want to just hang around its body when it could have so many other options in front of it. But I think sometimes when we do see spirits that are stuck, that there is almost kind of like a confusion energy around it. And sometimes they kind of just need almost a little nudge to get back on track and figure out where they need to go. But I really haven't had that sense of stuck energy at Bayview. A lot of it just feels pretty clear and open to me. And I honestly think that's very lovely, and it's very nice as a psychic to be able to walk through a space and to not have it be so noisy or to feel all those different energies all the time and to really just kind of enjoy the peace of the space. All right, I have one more thing to share with you guys, and that is a piece of evidence that I collected from one of my investigations at Bayview. At the time, I was walking around the older section. I want to say we had already kind of gone past Angel Eyes at this point, and it was pretty quiet. I was with two others, and then on the recorder, I caught this EVP of a woman's voice. And at the time, and for years, I was never able to really figure out what was going on or what she was saying in this. And then one day, as I was just revisiting it, it kind of possibly clicked with me that it might be in German. Now, to me, it doesn't really sound like it has German cadence to it, even though the words themselves might be German. So here it is. I'm just going to play it for you first, and then I will let you know what I hear. So it's that first woman's voice that you hear that kind of starts quiet and gets louder. And what I initially heard was the German phrase, Wo sie die Kinder, which means, where are the children? Now again, I have no idea if that's what it is or if it's even in German. But when I share it on the tours, a lot of people will pick out the word Kinder, which is definitely the most pronounced towards the end. But again, I've even had people say that they don't think that it really sounds like German. So if you hear it, I would really love to get your opinion on what it is. Recently, I also had some tour goers think that they possibly heard an Irish accent in it. Now, I can't remember exactly what phrase they had heard, but two of them had definitely were very convinced that they had heard an Irish accent being said. So while I have never been able to quite pick that out myself, I definitely still find it interesting. So here it is. I'm going to loop it two more times.
Cindy Kinder.
Very fast.
All right, so once again, I'm really not quite sure what that is, so I would love your input and opinion and to know what you hear. You can let me know either on my socials, TikTok, Instagram, or send me a message at bellinghamghosttours@gmail.com, but I'd just really love your feedback, because again, when it comes to EVPs, it's never 100%. There are very few that I will say I'm very sure on what they do say, but this is definitely one that still has me puzzled to this day. Okay, and with that will conclude another episode of Hey Ghost Hey. Thank you so much for being here once again. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a very safe and happy Halloween coming up on this Thursday. And stay spooky, my friends. You can always follow more at Bellingham Ghost Tours on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you so much for listening, and happy Halloween.